Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sirotka fires to first and picks off McGee. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. There goes Valentin trying to get to third. Guillen throws to Ventura, who tags Valentin for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball four. Whiten moves to second. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tinsley hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten moves to third. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. McFarlane moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux throws the ball into Thomas, who tags McGee trying to return to first, for the out. McFarland scores. Alicia moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Movon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McFarland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alicia moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kruk strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Tinsley hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Jose De Leon now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kruk strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Real Cormier now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Belinda now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche scores. Johnson moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dave Martinez pinch runs for Frank Thomas. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kruk is 0-for-3 in the game. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tinsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alicia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Alicia. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Alicia steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGee is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.